Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
All in my ear. Sound like I can hear it in the morning. Death bell ringing all in my ear. Yeah, I knew that I was gonna leave on a chariot, but I didn't know what kind of chariot gonna take me away from here. I want you to remember every living creeper, every living creeper's bound to die. I want you to remember every living creeper. Every living creeper's bound to die. Yeah, you know when that chariot come at you, they'll break, run, and try to hide. Mama told me, you know my papa told me to, you know my mama told me, oh papa told me to. One day, son, at Sharon, whoa, Lord, coming after you. Yeah, you know the life I'm living. I've been living it for a many years. Living, I've been living it for a many years. I know the chariot was coming for me, but I didn't know what kind of chariot gonna take me away from here.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe. And as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues. And including that man right there, Lightnin' Hopkins, one of my all-time favorite blues musicians. Man, you could just, he just seized the blues. It's an aura that surrounded Lightnin' Hopkins. He was the blues, and he was born March 15th, 1912, in Centerville, Texas, one of two big birthdays we're celebrating this week. And we started you off with the man himself, Lightnin' Hopkins, from 1949, doing a track called Death Bells. And one of the things I loved about Lightnin' Hopkins was his lyrical content was pretty dark. A lot of the songs, it was not just, you know, my baby left me. It was you know, bring me my shotgun because I put my baby in the ground type of thing. So he was something. But we're going to do a block of music right now, all songs written or interpreted, co-written by Lightnin' Hopkins. Let's go from one Lightnin' to another. This is Lightnin' Slim. I can't be successful. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Lord, I can't be successful. No matter what I do, well, I can't be successful. No matter what I do. You know I love you, baby. Why you won't be true? You know I got up early this morning just to get me a little shame. I came back home and found my baby making love with some other man. She wrote up that lightning. Darling, what's wrong with you? You know that's my cousin. Why you treat me like you do? I told her I can't be successful. No matter what I do. You know I love you, little woman. Darling, but you won't be true. Well, blow your harmonica, son. You know I asked the operator, give me my baby on the telephone. The operator said, look, you're lightning, you know that woman ain't never at home. You know I walked out on the corner of 3rd and Main, and yeah, come my baby with some other man. You know that I can't be successful. Darling, no matter what I do.
Lord knows I don't want a woman. If I have, I ain't no longer in my heart. Lord knows I don't want a woman. If I have, I ain't no longer in mind. She don't keep me no red. She keep me borrowed all the time. Lord knows some wife that have dresser. But what the hairdresser said, I can't dress a hair, you know. Lord, no, I'm not in greasy hedge, you know I don't want a mom. If I have, I ain't no longer in mine. She don't know me, keep me worried. Keep me borrowed all the time. Thank you. Lord knows I don't want no woman. If I have, I ain't no longer mine. Lord knows I don't want a woman. If I have, I ain't no longer mine. You keep worrying, nah, nah, well, nah, nah. Borrowed all the time. Lord knows I don't want a woman. If I have, I ain't no longer mine. Lord knows I don't want a woman. If I have, I ain't no longer mine. She don't know, but keep me worried about it, Lord. Keep me borrowed all the time. Oh.
Start this morning, man, my engine won't even turn. My starter won't start this morning, man, my engine won't even turn. I've been running with a fast class of women. They have caused my little car to ruin. My starter won't start this morning. Man, I hope ain't nothing wrong with my little machine. My starter won't start this morning. Man, I hope ain't nothing wrong with my little machine. Said your car's all right, kid. You just been burning bad gasoline. My starter won't start this morning. Man, my engine won't even turn. My starter won't start this morning. Man, my engine won't even turn. I've been running with a fast class of women. And they have caused my little car to ruin.
You gotta stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. If you gonna stop drinking that wine, Sonny boy.
Side of the tracks, there you go, four killer tunes written by the man Lightnin' Hopkins, including that one right there, covered by Van Morrison, who's still alive and kicking, everybody, doing a song right there called Stop Drinking, and that comes off of an album he put out in 2003 called What's Wrong With This Picture, and that song originally written by Lightnin' Hopkins and released in 1961. Before that, we gave you a track by Townes Van Zandt, who was very much influenced by Lightnin' Hopkins and had admitted it as such during his lifetime. But that was a song that was first actually written by Lightnin' Slim, who we played in this block, called My Starter Won't Work in 1958. It was rewritten by Lightnin' Hopkins as My Starter Won't Start This Morning in 1969. And that's the version that Townes Van Zandt would cover in 1994. Well, actually, he covered it before that. He put out an album in 1994 called Rhodes Songs, and it was all live recordings from the 70s and 80s. And he did a couple Lightnin' Hopkins tunes on that album, including that one in Automobile Blues. So there you go. Before that, we gave you a track called Bald Headed Woman, which was originally written and recorded by Lightnin' Hopkins as Give Me Back That Wig. First recorded in 1950, didn't release it until 1961. We gave you the Honey Boy Edwards version, which was not released until 2000. And then starting off the block, a track called I Can't Be Successful, which was originally called Unsuccessful Blues when Lightnin' Hopkins released it in 1949. Lightnin' Slim was the first to call it I Can't Be Successful when he released it in 1955. So there you go. Lightnin' Hopkins, born March 15th, 1912, in Centerville, Texas. All right. I mentioned that we have two birthdays to celebrate this week. That's the first. The second one is an important birthday in the history of outlaw country music, and that would be Jerry Jeff Walker, who is just an absolutely unheralded figure from that outlaw country era, although he was very famous for writing one song in particular, which we will play. Jerry Jeff Walker, born March 16th, 1942, in Oneonta, New York. I've been to Oneonta, New York. It's a beautiful town. But let's give you a track from Jerry Jeff himself. This is the man doing a track called Pissing in the Wind. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash and Billy Swan and Funky Donnie Fritz and... Pissing in the wind, betting on the losing friends, making the same mistakes we swear we'll never make again. Pissing in the wind, buzz blowing on all our friends. We're gonna sit and grin and tell our grandchildren. About the time I called this guy, it was 4 in the morning. Me the words to the song I was humming. He just laughed and he said that the old gray cat is sneaking down the hall, but all he wants to know is who in the hell is paying for this call. Oh, pissing in the wind, betting on a losing friend, making the same mistakes we swear we'll never make again. And we're pissing in the wind, buzz blowing on all our friends. We're gonna sit and grin and tell our grandchildren. How this nun called me up, it was 8 in the morning. Wanted to know how in the world am I doing. He just laughed and he said, get it together, boy, and fall on by the house. Some guys, old buddies, would like to play anything you're picking out. Same mistakes we swear we'll never make again. And we're pissing in the wind, that's blowing on all our friends. We're gonna sit and grin and tell our grandchildren how we worked and we suffered and struggled making a record till we got it right. Now we're waiting on the check to come sneaking down the hall, like that old time feeling that we never should have ever put the record out at all. Yeah, just pissing in the wind, betting on a losing friend, making the same mistakes we swear. It's just pissing in the wind. Oh, the answer is pissing in the sink.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoes. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Down and out, was all around. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. He said I dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. More drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so bit. I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
Just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, just trying to get home again. South Station in Boston, to the stockyards of Austin, from the Florida sunshine to the New Orleans rain. Now that the rail packs have taken the best tracks, she's trying, just trying to get home again. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. Once a Pullman car traveler, now the switchman won't have her. She's trying, just trying to get home again. Once a highballing loner, thought he could own her. He bought her a fur coat and a big diamond ring. But she hocked him for cold cash, left town on the Wabash, never thinking of home way back then. But the rails are now rusty, the dining car's dusty, the gold-plated watches have taken their toll. The railroads are dying and the lady is crying, on a bus to Kentucky and home that's a go. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails they took her. Oh, she's trying, just trying to get home again. On a bus to Kentucky and home once again.
Buckaroos, scamp walker time again. Yeah, I'm trying to slide one by you once more. Don't matter how you do it, say, just do it like you know it. And I've been down this road once or twice before. Last week I was thinking, oh, it's record time again. And I could see Mike Maitland pacing the floor. Oh, Mike, don't you worry, something's bound to come out. Besides, we've been down this road once before.
Side of the tracks, and there you go, Block of Music, written by the guy who just sang that song, Jerry Jeff Walker, including Getting By, which is one of my favorite Jerry Jeff songs. Comes off his Viva Terralingua album, released in November of 1973, a sort of pseudo live record. It was recorded live at the Leukenbach Dance Hall in Leukenbach, Texas, without an audience for most of the album, and then they did have two songs where they had an audience in there. Before that, we gave you Railroad Lady, a song Jerry Jeff Walker co-wrote with Jimmy Buffett and Shel Silverstein. They all had a hand in that song. And Lefty Frizzell was the first to record it in 1973, January of 1973. And that's the version you got right there. Jimmy Buffett would do a version in 73, Merle Haggard in 76, Jerry Jeff would do it himself in 77, and then Willie Nelson would crush them all. With the best version of that song, also in 1977. Before that, Mr. Bojangles, that is, of course, the song I was alluding to before that made Jerry Jeff Walker a household name in terms of songwriting circles. It was the title track off of an album he put out in 1968, and then it got real famous in 1970 when the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band would make it a top 10 hit. Would go to number 9 on the Billboard charts in the first half of 1971. It was released in September of 1970. And that was the version you got there from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. But that song has been recorded a million times. Nina Simone, Sammy Davis Jr. They've all, I mean, everybody did has done Mr. Bojangles at some point, I think. And then starting off the block, Jerry Jeff Walker, off of his 1975 album, Riding High, gave you a track called Pissing in the Wind. And I love that tune because he does a pretty good Kris Kristofferson impersonation at the little spoken word part at the beginning. Love it. And that was the final track off of that album. Just an underrated gem of a record, Riding High, from 1975. Jerry Jeff Walker, born March 16th, 1942, in Oneonta, New York. All right, so this last block of songs, I'm going to, it's just all stuff that's been running through my head for one specific reason. I had been turned on a couple weeks ago to a show called The Righteous Gemstones, which is a really, really great dark comedy about televangelist family, and really speaking to a lot of themes of, you know, evangelical Christians and, you know, toxic masculinity and all sorts of stuff. But it's done really well and really endearing. And one of the things I love about this show, the first three seasons anyway, that I ripped through in about 2 weeks, is all of the classic country music that they use as part of the soundtrack. Now, there are songs that were written specifically for the show, performed by some of the actors, and I believe there's a soundtrack album out there if you'd like to catch that online. But I'm going to play for you guys now a block of classic country songs that have all appeared in the show The Righteous Gemstones, either in their original form or is sung by the cast. I'm going to give you the original form, though. And we're going to start with a song that's been stuck in my head ever since it played during the end, I believe, of season 2. This is Don Williams. Some Broken Hearts Never Mend. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Coffee black, cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry. My love for you never die. Rendezvous in the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
little shack in the mountain, bravely fighting the battle of time. Here's a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. Here's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I called you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. I know it's too late, dear old daddy, to repay for the sorrows and cares. Though dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I called you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Sin and shame, and the devil had a plan to claim my name. But just before I crossed the eternal line, Jesus said, "No, Satan, this one's mine."
Jesus loved the devil out of me.
Yes, my
Jesus loved the devil out of me.
When he took me by the hand, old Satan just gave up and ran.
Jesus loved the devil out of me.
No will to live, my future looked so cold. The devil stood there waiting for my soul. But just before I walked into his arms, I prayed to him, my King of Kings. He touched my hand and saved me from all harm.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make make you wanna holler, holly ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-look, chug-a-look. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-look, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-look, chug-a-look. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-look, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-look, chug-a-look. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Don't you know? Chug-a-luck, chug-a-luck, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-luck, chug-a-luck. Make you wanna holler, holly, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-look, 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 chug-a-look.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new.
Wrong side of the tracks. So there you go. Five tunes that in some way or another have appeared in the first three seasons of The Righteous Gemstones, which you can find, by the way, on Max, HBO Max, if you should subscribe. That right there, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, All the Gold in California, which appeared in the third season and was sung on the show by Sturgill Simpson. So that was something. That's the original, though, from 1979. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers. I love that song because when I was a kid in the early 80s and we moved out to California and apparently came back to New Jersey with our tails between our legs. I'm pretty sure my mother played this song the entire drive from Southern California to Southern New Jersey. Divorce was not far off, people. Larry Gatlin, the Gatlin Brothers from 1979. Before that, Roger Miller, Chug-a-Lug. Top five hit for Roger Miller in 1964. Released in August of 1964. That song accompanies a great scene where one of the Gemstone children gets drunk for the first time. It's pretty hilarious. Before that, a song called Jesus Loved the Devil Out of Me by Hank Williams Jr. and the Mike Curb Congregation backing him up. That comes from March of 1971. And before that, we went way back. Gene Autry. A song originally written in 1930. And Gene Autry would do the version, his first version. He did it a couple times in a couple different films in 1935 called That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine. And starting off the block, Some Broken Hearts Never Mend by Don Williams, which went to number one on the country charts in 1977. All right, so there you go. Willie Nelson has not been featured yet that I know of in the Righteous Gemstones. The fourth season is due out this week. Maybe a Willie Nelson song will make an appearance. I'm kind of shocked it hasn't yet, in all honesty. But the Hank Williams Jr. gospel tune, though, reminds me, before we get to Willie, that coming up towards the end of April will be our annual Holy Roller Easter special, where we will be playing all gospel tunes for an hour. It's one of my favorite episodes of the year, in all honesty. So stay tuned for that sometime later in April. All right, so we always finish off the show as a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. He's got an album celebrating anniversary last week, and it's a big one, Always On My Mind, released in 1982. Spent 253 weeks on the Billboard Top Country charts, and went all the way to number three on the top Billboard 200 charts. So it was a crossover hit as well for Willie Nelson. And let's give you a track off of that right now. This one wasn't written by Willie, but he does the best version. It's The Last Thing I Needed, first thing this morning. Till next week, kids. Stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
The postman delivered a past due bill notice, and the alarm clock rang 2 hours late. And the garbage man left all the trash on the sidewalk, and the hinges fell off the gate. And this morning at breakfast, I spilled all the coffee, and I opened the door on my knee. But the last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out on me. Last night you came home late, been drinking by that old mellow look on your face. But I thought it don't matter, 'cause it's the holiday season, and you fill such a big empty space. And I laid down beside you, and I wanted your loving, 'cause your love makes my life complete. The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was was to have you walk out on me. So excuse me for looking like my world just ended. Excuse me for looking like I just lost my best friend. Excuse me for living and being forgiven. So just go on if you want to be free. But the last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out.